Barack Obama's presidential campaign is responding to claims by the John McCain camp that Obama's tax policy will be bad for Americans. Daryl Jones is a professor of tax law at the Stetson University College of Law. Jones said his analysis of the tax plans of McCain and Obama makes it clear that more people will benefit under an Obama administration.
You know, it's just not true that Senator Obama intends to raise taxes for most Americans. I mean, you got to make over $250,000 a year before you would be hit by a tax cut. A tax increase under Obama's tax proposal.
Small business owners who make less than $250,000 per year would also benefit from Obama's tax cuts, according to Jones, who emphasized he was not speaking on behalf of his university. On the other hand, he said that only the very wealthy would benefit most from McCain's plan.
For example, a single parent making $40,000 with two young children and child care expenses would get a $125 tax credit, I mean, basically two tanks of gas, tax benefit from McCain's plan. Under Obama's plan, that struggling family would get about $2,100.
I see. Well, a lot of independents are...
Five volunteers made phone calls to potential voters at the Campaign for Change office in downtown Tampa during what the Obama campaign called a Tax Mythbusters press conference. Jones said that Obama has proposed a further tax exemption for senior citizens earning less than $50,000 so that they will no longer have their Social Security checks taxed if they decide to work.
A 70-year-old widow making $35,000 under Obama's plan would pay nearly $2,000 less in taxes. Under McCain's plan, it would not get a tax reduction, okay? Because this person is making $35,000, not $350,000. In that case, that person would get a significant tax break under McCain's plan.
But Jones admits that there will be some people and corporations who benefit from McCain's tax plan, which he called objectively regressive. People making over $250,000 per year and some large corporations will fare better under a McCain administration, said Jones.
An example of ExxonMobil, a multinational oil company. A lot of rhetoric about reining in the windfall profits of oil company. McCain doesn't want to do anything about it. In fact, they'll be richer under his plan, particularly if they ship jobs overseas and pay less and don't have to comply with environmental rules or minimum wage laws and things like that. ExxonMobil would be $1.2 billion richer under McCain's plan if it were enacted. It would not be any richer under Obama's plan.
According to Time magazine's Joe Klein, an upcoming book by Fortune columnist Matt Miller quotes John McCain's chief economic policy advisor, Douglas Holtz Aiken, as saying that whoever is elected president will have to raise taxes perhaps as much as $700 billion. Jones said that Obama's plan to reduce what he calls the tax gap would go a long way to meeting that shortfall.
There's this huge loophole in the tax code that allows a hedge fund manager who's making $5 million to be taxed at 15%, whereas, you know, somebody making $65,000 a year would be taxed at 25%. And that the Congress had all sorts of hearings on that last summer. Senator Obama's plan proposes to shut that loophole down. Senator McCain doesn't even talk about it. And it would also take steps to reduce the deficit and the national debt by closing down these loopholes that are exploited by, you know, very smart tax professionals.
Jones said that hedge fund managers and others who exploit loopholes are not only increasing the deficit, they are getting away with tax code murder. Cindy Guerra, who chairs the Broward chapter of Women for McCain, disagrees with Holtz Aiken that McCain will need to raise taxes as president.
I think Senator McCain has a record of keeping taxes low, which is basically my biggest concern right now is our economy. And my situation as far in my neighbor's situation and regular folks' situation, the economy is hard, and I don't think we can move forward if we have an increased tax. And I think increased taxes are going to hurt our economy further. It's not going to get us out of trouble. It's going to put us further and deeper into trouble. And I think that McCain has a record of keeping our taxes low.
McCain's economic advisor, Holtz Aiken, told Time magazine, quote, "I used to say that Barack Obama raises taxes and John McCain cuts them, and I was convinced. I stand corrected about Obama's plans." But Guerra, who is also the vice chair of the Republican Party in Broward County, maintains that McCain's tax plan is better than Obama's.
I do think that the Obama tax plan in general, what I have seen compared to the McCain tax plan, is going to put a tremendous burden on our already burdened economy. And I think that I don't think it's something that Americans can afford.